Okay, let's get started. Okay, the fourth shirish. Okay, bring it up. Hashirish hovi'i shein roi limnois hatzivuyim hakilim hamitzis kula. Okay. So, here, the Rambam makes an assumption, and he made the assumption also in the Hakdama, and he really points it out in Sherish Ches, that his mitzvahs are basically tzivuim, commandments, okay? You know, you could have assumed that's an old portion, because mitzvah is also in Sivui, the same Sherish, but he makes a big deal out of that in Sherish Ches. And he assumes it over here without saying rhyme or reason. Shen roi limnois hatzivuyim. Okay? And in Nakdom he says it very clearly also. And it's very clear also in Rambam that the tzivuim hakilulim hamitzvahs kulon, okay, are tzivuim, are commandments, not the way the Ramban points out and shows chi'i that it's a zirus, because we already commanded on the Torah is mezariz us, okay. Okay? So that is Shein Royim Limnois Hatzivuim Akrila Mitzis Kulam. Hine Yavo Batero Tzivuim Ba'az Horois. Base is very clear that mitzvahs. Here, see, it's very strange. He goes back and forth about the word tzivuyim, okay? In the beginning, he's using the word tzivuyim to refer to both mitzvah saseh and lo saseh, which is the broader tense of the word tzivuy. But if you're contrasting azhola to tzivuy, then tzivuy means mitzvah saseh, and azhola means lo saseh. But in the first time, he's saying, "Anyway, listen. See, we're calling Kolato Kula. L'chera is everything." And then he says, "Hine yovo batera tzivuyim vasholos she'enon bedover miyuchod. They're not about a specific act. Avokilim hamitzis kula." And here he does something very odd. He has two poles. One pole is there's no dover mesuyim, which could be even five mitzvahs. And the other side of the pole, he has kol mitzvahs kulam, a mitzvahs kulam, correct? We don't know what he's stressing at the moment, correct? Ki'ilu, let's just read a little bit and we'll see that it's very clear. Because you skip a few long, okay, you skip a fi sheheim lo yitzave la asa is eze ma'ase miyuchot she mitzis ase v'chein lo yazhir mi ma'ase miyuchot she mitzis lois ase. So a priori, the stress is you need a ma'ase miyuchot, okay? Now, in fact, he points this out without really saying it, okay, in the Hakdama. Because he says that what he does, what he's going to do in Minyan HaMitzvahs is not only count the mitzvahs, but define what the mitzvah is talking about, okay? And he says, V'ein kavanosi. But Maimo Hazeh is referring to Sefer Mitzvahs. Levaye Dine Mitzvah Min HaMitzvahs. That's Mishneh Torah.
Ela limnoisim bovad. The purpose is to count them. The ime forish mehem dovo be'esh askirom hine afoshenu outside bio Hashem. I'm going to explain what is the mitzvah, what is the definition of the mitzvah, the formulation of the mitzvah. Kidei shiyivoda hatzivui o ashora al eize dovohu. Eize dovohu. Vizehu Hashem al eize dovo ne'ema. And that's the Shem, that's what we're talking about. Okay? So why is this important? So it could be it's important because of this shayush. Because if it's not in the Dovah Mesuyim, then it's not a mitzvah. He might be, it's not clear, he's trying to define the mitzvah, or he's telling you it has to be in the Dovah Mesuyim, because it's not a Dovah Mesuyim, it's not in the Nina Mitzvahs. Okay? So, he's not telling this Nagdomo, because he hasn't really set out that postulate yet. But once he sets out the postulate over here, that mitzvahs require a tzivui, a shorah, dov mesuyim, so that you understand it's very important in minyan mitzvahs, because what we want to do is point out that it's a mitzvah, because it's not a dov mesuyim, it's not a mitzvah. So you define what the dov mesuyim is, so then you can put it into minyan mitzvahs. Okay? Okay. Avo ki, okay. Ki ilu, now we're going back. Hina yavoyu batera. Sivuyim. Sivuyim. Vias horois. Sivuyim vias horois. She'enon b'dova miyuchad avo kilim ha-mitzvahs kulam ki'ilu yoyma asei ko ma shivitzi sivitzicha, do all the positive commandments that I've commanded you, all the tzivuyim. It means to do something, okay? V'zoye miko ma shizaticha, and not to do the isurim, okay? To do the mitzvahs and not to do the lavim. Ole savo bidovo mimashi tzivisicha. So it's very strange. It's double at the beginning. It's mitzvahs and ashores. And then he just has one phrase afterwards, okay? But the pshat over here is, I spoke to this, here is referring to both mitzvahs and lois, it don't violate any of the mitzvahs. And the tzivisicha is referring to the word tzivui in the general tense, not just mitzvahs asay, but mitzvahs and lois. It's referring, don't do this thing, which is awesome, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. Or don't violate the precepts of the Torah. Okay? Hine ein oifon limnois. So he's telling you it's irrelevant of the way it's formulated. Way it's formulated as a loisavo or not, or whatever it's formulated, if it's not a maisa miyuchot, there's nothing to talk about. It's not minyan mitzvahs. Hinei ein oifen limnois hatzivui azeh bifnei atzmo. It cannot be a separate mitzvah minyan mitzvahs lefishu lo yitzah b'laseis eize maise meyuchod shiyah mitzvahs haseh. Okay. So I'll ask you a question. Okay. See, When you look at a mitzvah l'shah, okay, and you ask, is it a minyan or mitzvahs? You say that it has nothing to do with minyan or mitzvahs. Minyan or mitzvahs is nemu besina, okay? That's what Am says. Tayag mitzvah nemu l'moshe misinai. And Sinai is deris. Meroshkil is Yaakov. Okay. However, if I ask you a question, a different question, what about Sherish Dalit, the mitzvahs, which are Kril Kota or Kula? Can you imagine them in your mitzvahs? The answer is, they're definitely a mitzvah, but they're not in minyan because you're missing something. You're missing a tzivah and a davar miyuchad. Okay. So lo yitzur, I could have imagined a mitzvah which is kriya l'kol ha'Torah kula and has within it also a tzivah and a davar miyuchad. Should it be a minyan a mitzvah or not? The answer is absolutely yes. Correct? And you know something? The Rambam does it. Because the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Say Hey, pulls this off. Because he does something which he doesn't do in Mishneh Torah or Minyan Kotzer, both in Mishneh Torah and the Protei Mitzvahs. Or in Mishneh Torah proper, the question where you define the mitzvah of tefillah, he say in Mishneh Torah, mitzvah say lispalel, okay? But how does he formulate mitzvah hey? What is the formulation? Rabbi say, the formulation is mitzvah la'avodas Hashem, okay? And then he goes into what's called a priori apologetics, he says. If the mitzvah is avodas Hashem, it's the chilul kol ha'Torah kula. And he says, since there is in this mitzvah davar miyuchad, which is the pirush mekubal to tell you there's any miyuchad of tefillah, so therefore it's a minyan of mitzvahs. Exactly what you expect. However, when there's a mitzvah of Asiyas HaMizbeach, okay, which the Ram refers to it, he says a mitzvah for Bomo, okay, so there it's mitzvah l'shah. See, even if you find Mizbeach Adomatasali, and there's a Pirush Mekubal telling you dinim of Mizbeach L'deirai, so maybe you should have said, so there's an inyan about L'deirei, so maybe it should be a minyan mitzvahs. So the answer is no. Since the pshuto shel mikra is mufka from being a mitzvah, it wasn't nemar l'moshe misinai. Then it's out. And here, in mitzvah hey, he can pull this off. And that's what he's done. And that's the Lashon HaRambam. In mitzvah hey, he says like this. He shetzivonu lo'ovdo yis'ale v'chule v'afo pishe z'atzivu hu gamkein. That's a gamkein. It's also, it's not exclusively min atzivui makrilin k'mo shebi'anu b'sherish ha'revi'i. Oh, here he is. Hine yesh bo yichud shu tzivui Sivo betfila. So you have it. And that's enough for him. Okay. There's a side question which you have to ask yourself, which I don't know the answer to, but it's a very, very interesting, perplexing question. Why does the Rambam change? Why does he change in Mishneh Torah and the Minyan HaKotzer to say the mitzvah and define the mitzvah as tefila and not make it avodah? With a Pirush Mekubal, but Kilo the Pirush Mekubal says this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. Why is that necessary? There's an issue about this. There's another issue. We have no clue. Okay? But as far as Sefer HaMitzvah is concerned, which is my focus, it's very clear that we're okay. Because this is a tzivui, and it should have been Minyan HaMitzvah, but it's missing something. It's missing a tzivui miyuchad. And you have it in tefillah. So that's the Mamish, you know, that's exactly what you'd expect it. And the Rambam, you know, follows through. Okay, let's continue. Then he says, V'chein lo yaseh mimaisa miyuchod, shiye mitzvah lo yaseh. And the mitzvah say, mitzvah lo yaseh v'dov miyuchod, okay? The question is, how does he know this? He doesn't prove it, okay? So a priori, you could have proven it from what he called Eva ve'eva, ase b'mitzvah. Okay? So I'm not clear whether the Ram would accept that as a proof. Because the Ram says, atzad ha-drash. And since atzad ha-drash, in being honest, you can't hit the Dalot HaDodes that says, you know, you're missing the drash, okay? But whatever it is, he seems to say that this is, you know, it's just pulling rank. This is what mitzvah is all about. It's tzivuyim, okay? Tzivuyim on dvarim miyuchadim. Okay. Now, he does something very odd here. It is there, before we just explain what each one is, v'zeh kegoyin omroi, the omroi means the pasuk, okay? Uvcho asher omalti aleichem tishmu, and then it says, kegoyin omroi, es chukak tishmoiru, v'es mitzvot, v'es mishpot etasru, ushmartem es brisi, ushmartem es mishmarti, v'rabim ko'ele. So, when I saw this, I was, you know, now this, you have no problems with this, right? You have any problems with this? I was floored, okay? You know I was floored? Why does the Rambam have two kegoyins? That means like there's two groups here. And the first group has one element, and the second group has all the rest of the psukim. Okay? Is that a reasonable diuk? Or you just say the Rambam just stammers writing. Okay? So what's kegoyin omroi? Ukegoyin omroi? And it goes everything else. Okay? So I think there's a major difference between the two groups. Okay? And I think the pshat is like this. In the first pasuk, the pshuto shel mikra says clearly that it's kol haTorah kula. And it says, ubechol asher amarti aleichem tishmor. It's everything. All the rest of the groups is an assumption of multiple mitzvahs. But there's no clear statement that it's kol. And the Ram says both of these groups are out. And I understand both of these groups are out because they should be out because you don't necessarily require Kol HaTorah Kula, you require Ma'aseh Miyuchad. And you'll see that yourself over here. We'll go through each one. But if you understand, the mishpatim, some mitzvah terah mishpatim, and some mitzvah terah are called chukim, correct? So you say, es chukai tishmeru, you're not referring to kol, you're referring to chukim. And mishpatay tasu, you're referring to this. Okay, you have to know what you're referring to, okay? But we don't know that you're clearly referring to kol haTorah kula. So once you're not clearly referring to kol haTorah kula, okay, So the best you can do is say that it's not a Maase Miyuchad. And he has it. So maybe he's proving this Maase Miyuchad, or whether it's in two steps. Okay? Which is very nice. So then the word Ukagay, Ukagay. Now, just in terms of what the Pesukim are referring to, B'chol Asher Amarti Tishmeru, here, I'm not getting involved in this, but the Ramban in Mitzvah Shocharav counts as a Minyan Mitzvah. And the question is, which time are you going according to? Because Mechilta, Rabbi Shmuel, Mishpatim, So it's mitzvah say and mitzvah say and kol ma'asher amarti, it's called Torah Kula. And the Rambam is going like Rabbi Eliezer and throws it out. Okay? Yeah. What divrei Torah chayva is, the Rambam talks about, and they're getting involved in that. Okay? But that is the story. The Rambam is working here like Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what he quotes the post. Okay? Es chukai say tishmoyu. See, I'm just a little bit confused, okay? Because the two psukim in the Torah, es chukai sai tishmoru, we don't know which one we're referring to, okay? And the problem becomes a little bit odd, or, you can say, this proves the point, I don't know. You see, one pasuk goes like this: Es mishpotai tasu, v'es chukasai tishmeru leches bohem ani Hashem elokeichem. So a priori, you say, "Oh, this is it." But why does he change the order then? It's a little odd. So I'm not sure whether this is a proof, or this is what you should do, or what you shouldn't do. Okay, but that's what you have. Okay. Another time in the Torah, it says in Vayikra, but there it's much simpler. Because in Vayikra, you test, Eschukai Tishmeru, Behemtcho Loi Sarbia Klaim, Sotcho Loi Sizva Klaim, Ubei Klaim Shatnes Lo Yalalecha. So the Torah is very explicit about three cases of Shatnes. Of Kalayim. So we don't know which one we're referring to over here. Okay, that's what you have. Now, so that's the first one. You see, you could also make a case that it's the second one, because I'm not sure if you formulate the mitzvah. This I'm not sure about. It says es mishpatai ta'asu ve'es chukai chukosai tishmeru lo leches bohem. So I'm not sure leches men lechoy goes on both, or ta'asu lo leches bohem, or you maybe would say ta'asu leches doesn't make any sense. You would say v'eschuk say tishmu l'leches b'hem. It's only going on that. And the other one, it says tam eschuk say tishmu. And since the Rambam quotes tishmu, it doesn't say l'leches. So maybe he's referring to pasuk klaim. So I'm not sure. You go this way there, but I'm not sure how important it is. But the truth is, I'd rather have the pasuk klaim, because it's a very clear case of a limited number of mitzvahs. And it still is not minyan mitzvahs. Okay? It's not Maisa Miyuchat. Then, he says like this, Es Mishpot Haitasu, Eile Hadvorim Aksuvim Batero, Ze Sifro, Shi'ilu Loi Nichtavu Bedin Hoye Lekosvo, Kegoyin Hagzeleis V'arayis, V'avodizor V'kilas Hashem V'shviras Domim, Shi'ilu Loi Nichtavu Bedin Hoye Lekosvo. It's not Lakola mitzvahs, it's only Mishpatim and those mitzvahs which you would have assumed. Okay? Now here, we go to the next one. Ushmartim es brisi. What's this brisi? Ushmartim es brisi. So the Seichel Toiv says, Zuhi klal kol ha-teira. Kedichsiv v'yikach sefer bris. So he's saying the sefer bris was in kol ha-teira kula. And that was the bris, especially called the Ramban, the Chumash, that they did the geiris on the basis of. But the question is, which way you do it? Well, it was after Matan Torah or before Matan Torah. That's what it is. I understand that, but the Sefer Bris is Mixas Mitzvahs, but it's the same way they did in the Geiris, that you tell the Mixas Mitzvahs, you mean within it, I assume. See, I'm not sure if he's trying to say in the Bris there was everything, or in the Bris there was Mixas Mitzvahs and the Kavona was called Toku. Okay, really it's irrelevant to me, okay? But, okay. Here, it's also strange, okay? Because Ushmartem is Brisi, is before Aseret HaDibros, okay? It's for Aseret HaDibros. So, you know, he's telling him to do something. Don't say it could be mitzvah deres because he's supposed to be shmar to brisi, but it's referring to mitzvahs which they didn't even know about, I assume, because they didn't get them yet. Okay, it's a little bit odd, but I don't think it's a problem. There is in Mechilta a little different spin on this. Ushmartem es brisi, Rebbe Eliezer Oime, ze bris Shabbos. Rebbe Akiva Oime, ze bris Mila. Ze bris Mila. Vavodazor. So if it's bris Mila, Vavodazor. So it's not mitz miuchedes. But if it's Shabbos, Lachor could be Kefal. Kefal HaMitzvah. So I assume you can go, no, that's very simple. It's referring to Shabbos and Avodah Zarah and Shalom Yisrael. Okay? It's another way of doing it. Here, the next one is a priori. We're getting ourselves in something which is close to almost quicksand, okay? So it's a very, it doesn't look very challenging. Ushmartim es mishmartim. The reason it becomes challenging because the Ram Pirush Mishnayis in the Akdoma. The Ram does like this. In the Akdoma, the Pirush HaMishnah, the Ram says, V'chelek Levi, heim hadinim, shekovum ha-nevim v'chachomim. Shebechol dor v'dor, al derech ha-gede, v'asiog l'tera. It's geder and siyog l'teira. V'heim shetziv Hashem la'asrisom bi'ofen kloli bi'omru u'shmaltem es mishmalti. Okay. U'bo b'kabola choretz epirish makubu u'bo b'kabola asu mishmeris mishmalti v'heim shekolim oisom chazal dizeres. So I ask you a question. Shouldn't be the same as tefillah? That there's a mitzvah which in Pshuta Shel Mikra might be referring to Kol HaTorah Kula, but it's a Pirush Mekubal, they're telling you a Dovah Miyuchot. And the Ram counts the minyan of mitzvahs. And here, the Rambam quotes it in Sherish Revi'i as the example of something which is Kol HaTorah Kula, which is very odd. So, and he says a Pirush Mekubal. You have no, you know, you can't say it's not a drasha. He says a Pirush Mekubal. So, the only thing I can do here, I'm not even sure about it, okay? If the mitzvah is to be ma'amid Kol HaTorah Kula, even though it's on Beis Din per se, according to the Rambam, that's also enough. Because not on specific, in other words, the real thing it comes down, you know, becomes very strange, I'll tell you something, but this is just an aside. Rab Chaim says a whole piece on the Rambam, that Gzeira, and that L'chaim comes out in Mishneh Teres, something like that also, the Gzeira, Medarabon of Chometz, is an Issa Chometz. So if you'd have told me that every Gzeira is not an Issa Chometz, but it's an Issa Kloli of keeping all the mitzvahs, so I could have understood that, you know, that, but you know, once you end up that the mitzvah to be shame and this mitzvah and this mitzvah, I'm not sure if it makes a difference to think about it, but according to the Rambam, it's separate mitzvahs, and the mitzvah is keel to be maimed Kol HaTorah Kula, u'shmaltem es mishmalti on Beis Din, and it's still not minyan mitzvahs. This is the fact. Whether there's an explanation or we should say it's ochiyum, I'll leave it up to you, but this is the problem. Okay? Next. Rabbi Kohele. Ukvato b'sherish hazeh. Gam kein. So this is odd. I don't know what he wants with the gam kein. It's like, you know, I could imagine that he's mentioning the Shurashim. See, the question is he mentioning the Shurashim in order to argue on the Bahag? Or is he mentioning the Shurashim because these are the various principles that you can generate Tayag mitzvahs from? Okay. See, if he says the second, then I could imagine him going out of his way and saying that these are general principles. And you know, this one also he made a mistake about. But all, if the whole purpose of what he's doing is to point out the mistakes of the Bahaj, the Gam Kein is a little bit odd. Achimonu Kedeshim Tiyu, which is very odd. This kadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. V'lo yodu ad shemonu kedoshim tiyu mitzvah mechlal mitzvah saseh. V'lo yodu shomu kedoshim tiyu this kadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ein tzivuyim l'kayim atera. See, here I'm a little bit confused. And this, the Ramban points out, and it's the Bahag L'Chayr like that, it doesn't count Kedushin Tumah. He only counts this Kaddishna V'Yisim Kedushin. So what the Rambam wanted with Kedushin Tiyu, what he actually believed, and that was his Nusach in the Bahag, I mamish can't tell you. Ki ilu yoimer, heye kodesh ba'aseischo ko ma shetzivisicho boy v'izoye miko ma shizdalticho mimeno. Now here, there's a problem, okay? And the Rambam is dealing with this. You have to ask yourself a question, okay? The Torah says, Kedushim Tiyu, to be Kaddish, so to do with mitzvahs. Okay? So the Rambam now is going to make a concerted effort to say that that's what mitzvah is all about. And it starts off, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah yisrael. The chiyuv ha-mitzvahs is a kiddush Yisrael. And kiddushin tiyu is really to be chayiv ha-mitzvahs, the do mitzvahs. And that's what he's trying to say. And the Rav added to this when he's learning with us, that that's why whenever there was a new mitzvah given to Avram or this and that, there was always a geirus. Because you need a geiris for an increment in Kedusha. Okay. So what it means, the Kedusha, it's not that I'm doing mitzvahs in order to get Kedusha, even though we say, Kadeshenu b'mitzvah secha. You can ask that we should be Kaddish, and somehow we should gain Kedusha. But however, if I ask you, when the Torah says Kedushim Tiyu, or this Kaddishim is Kedushim, it's talking about Kedushas Mitzvahs. That is the Rambam's premise. So once you accept the Rambam's premise, so then you're bankrupt, because it's a mitzvah which is called Torah Kula.
Let's stop together.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the minute. At the 35-minute mark, it stops.
Okay, good. That's not good to say. I should try to do it again, or just...
I don't know.
Okay. Okay, one second. Again, if you want, just close it and open it, and that's all we'll do. And that's it. We'll go on. One second. Okay. Okay. Now, let me go back. Just one second. I'll take a second, and we'll do it. Here we go. Okay, let's go on. Where did I put it?
Fill on the floor.
Okay. Okay. And the blue one. Okay, it's going. Here we go. Oh, here we go. Okay, now we have that, okay? So, however, it's interesting, there are some cases that the pooler brings Kedusha, okay? And that might be Viskadishtem Viyisim Gdeshim. That the Rav always pointed out, if he pointed out to us, that Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, the Pula brings Kedusha. And there are other examples of this. So it's very strange, because that's the Ram says, you're talking about Kedusha's Mitzvah, but really, you know, you can make a case that the Bahag is not referring to the cases that we're talking about, the Kedusha, which is Bo Machmas Techil Mitzvah, but he's talking about a different Kedusha, the Kedusha which is attained from doing certain performances which per se might not be mitzvahs. Achilas Cholim B'Tahara, maybe. And I'll give you some of the examples, okay? Just, you know, because the Ram himself gives these examples. The Ram in Perek Tazayim to Mesechon Lachi Yudbeis. Afo Pishimut Lecho Oichon Tmeim, Lishtes Mashkin Tmeim, Chsid Mishin Moy Oichon Chulim Betago, and his Holen, and Atumus, and they're going to push him a Dova Ze Kedush Yisera, but they're Chsidus. Isui Bia, Isha Shal Odom, Muteres Hiloi, the Natroi, she Kaddish Atzo Bishas Tash Mishkosh Bandwitz Bilchos Deis, Machos Asus, Chin Osu Lecho Bidai Misuabois, Machule, Chodis with Bom Elu, maybe Kedusha Betai Yisera. So here you have a problem. Okay. You can say that the Ram held is not a Pirush Mekubal, therefore it's not Minyan Mitzvahs. Or you can say, like it does more in the Vuchim, which is in Chelek Gimel, Perek Lamed Gimel, that Viskadishtem Viyisim Gdeshim is Matoros Atera, Haznochas Atashmish, Vazivash Tiyas Yayin. And he holds that Matoros Atera and not Minyan Mitzvahs. Okay? And the only problem with that is, and we'll see, you know, he hasn't made this into a Sheirish, and it could be he happens to hold like that in Moed Nevuchim, but I'm not sure you can pin this on him over here at Sefer Mitzvahs, because he hasn't mentioned anything on Matoros Santera. Okay? And we'll see a little bit more about this later if we get to it. Okay? Now, next. Hein Zivuyim L'Kayin Kol HaTera. Kula. And the truth is, you could have made a case like this in your vomis. A chafam beis mamzeres nesina ma'ikel ameima k'siv viskadishtem iyochi kol ator kula nami asev lo isahu t'k'siv viskadishtem. And the sifra is ready to say zukadushes kol mitzvos amuru hamor tamal viskadishtem. The question is, kadushes preishes the same thing or not? We have to see, because he says over here, "Hein zivuyim l'kain kolato kula kilu yoima heye kodesh basrischo kol mashi tzivisicho vizoye mikol mashi zaticha mimena." Okay. See here. You have to be careful how you translate it. So I would have said, I would have read, Heye Kodesh, Baseisa Kol Mashi Tzivisro, become Kodesh, but that's bad, because then it's the mitzvahs bring to Kedusha. But he's really defining it. The way to be Kodesh is good for that Seisa mitzvahs. It's very odd. That's what he's doing. Because the other way, he's defeating his point.
Heye kodesh basischo komach di visicho, vizoye mikol shmashi zaticho mimenu. Vosh sifor kedushim tiyu, pushim heyu. So he's learning pushim and kedushim ahenu hach. The problem only is when you read the sifro, which I just read you before, it says how kedushas kol hamitzvos amura. Ma tam aloy mis kadish is gelur zu kadish is precious. You get the impression precious and kolato kula are two different things. It's a little bit confused about this Rambo. Barosh in Sifro, kadish tiyo de push and kolema, he bodlu mi kolato evois. She is his halti eschem mehem. See, here you have to ask yourself a very strange question. You know, lo yisach kol to'eva, and you have to go back to the thing. In other words, does it mean all Yisroel are called to'evas? What's the lashon to'eva over here? But whatever, okay. Now, over mechilta amru, anshe kodesh tiyun li, isim et Yehuda oimer, kisha kodesh baruch hu mechadesh mitzli Yisrael, hu moisel hem kedusha. Reitze loima, shea tzibur hazeh, eno tzibur oimer fnei atzmo, el hu nimshach, Acha mitzvah shnitzdavu nimshach or noisaf amashin of mamakayim hatzivu hu yiku kodesh. So the question is he trying to say that anche kodesh tiyumli is also a mitzvah? And Ramban hits him for that. I always said he's just trying to bring a proof the anche kodesh kakodesh bochu machadish mitzvah hu moisav lem kedusha. The Kedusha and Oisofis Mitzvahs and Oisofis Kedusha and Mitzvahs Ahainu Hach. And once you do that, you plug it into Kedushim Tiyu. That's why he goes, okay, he doesn't quote this, because he quotes at the end. He says, what's a loima? What's a loima? Shat Sibu Yazeh. Ain't a sibu imifne atzmo, el hunimshach acha mitzvah stavobo, a makayim sibu ze, yo kodesh. They chiluk ben omroi, kedushin tiyoi, oi ilu omo asu mitzvoisai. So he's going back to kedushin tiyu. He's using only the anchi kedush tiyu to prove something, that's the word means. Then he does something which is very, very odd. Vein chiluk vein omroi kedushin tiyu oi ilu oma asu mitzvoisai. It's the same exact thing. So you can't say the kedusha which comes back from asiyas hamitzvos. The kedushin miyu means asu mitzvoisai. Heye kodesh basiyas hamitzvos. It means kodesh means do the mitzvos. It's not a kol yoytze. Haye roye. Shenoima sheze mitzvahs asei nispachas noisefes ala mitzvahs olomus aleim shenetzivu lasriso. See here, he seems to be talking a different language. What does it mean mitzvah noisefes ala mitzvahs olomus aleim shenetzivu lasriso? What's the argument about? Because if the whole issue is in a mitzvah, akol kol Torah kulo, and that's what it's talking about, we have it. Okay? But if... So what's going on over here? Okay. In my humble opinion, the Rambam is doing something amazing over here. See, if you look at the end of the first Shoresh, the Rambam introduces a new argument, which he had introduced before, and he says at the beginning that Tayyim is Nevel Moshe Misini, the three counter Rabbona. And then he throws at the end that all mitzvahs are Miko Yateira, and the Rabbona is not a Miko from the Teira. So he's throwing an argument which is based on Sherish Shani to prove Sherish Aleph, even though he hasn't made the statement yet. Okay? Similarly, I think what he's doing over here, he's saying that even if you assume this is a mitzvah, which kula Torah Torah kula, but there's nothing new over here, she would exclude it because of Sherish test, that it's kefal. And it's a different argument, because I don't know how to read this
if he says the old argument. He's introducing a new argument without even telling you anything. His mom is completely confusing you. Which you're assuming that the Tayyag mitzvahs shinet savinu la'asoysam. Kach loynoima al kedushin tiyu v'adoyma lezeh shehi mitzvah. Lefi shelo tzivu la'asoys dovo zulas ima shayodanu. There's nothing new. So what do you mean nothing new? What's it do with Sherish Dalet? So I think he's introducing Sherish Tashi that you don't count, you only count if it's a new inyan ha-teira. But if it's just a chizuk and mentioning a little time of mitzvah, it's not minyan ha-mitzvahs. And that's what I think he's doing over here. And I just found another case that he doesn't, but it's an amazing, like, switch in midstream where I'm letting you know something happened. And then he says, V'loshin sifri, v'yisim kedoshim, zu kedushas mitzvahs. It's good, okay. Hine kva yisboye, mashi kivavnu elo. Okay. Mizeh ha-sheresh, here is a problem. Mizeh ha-sheresh, gam kein omu, ומאותם אס אולס לבבכם, כלומר, שתצייס ותשמע כל מה שקודם זכרי מן המצוות. שקיפ all the מצוות. Okay? So what's תצייס ותשמע? וכן אובכם לא יסקשו עוד, ואוצל לומר, אל תמר מלקבל, which is the violation, which is the second category, which he mentioned before at the beginning of the Sheresh. Okay? So what is this? It means kol mitzvahs. It means do all mitzvahs, correct? The same type of thing, correct?
So why is it here, not there?
Okay. Here, what's in? Because the Bahag mentions these mitzvahs, and he just hit Kedushin to you. And the same way Kedushin Tiyu, Yisim Kedushin, he hits him for the Umaltim as the Olaf Levavchim and the Opachim Leisak Shu'oid. That's what he's doing. He hits them first for this, and he hits them again for this. But here is a problem. Because the Rambam in Merim Nevuchim quotes these two psukim and says that the Matar is Hateya. Okay. And that's Echele Gimel, Perig Lama Gimel. Mechina klau, miklau, matoros ha-teira, hu adinis v'gmishus, shelo yei odem bal akshonis v'gassus, ala bal he'onis u'mashmos, v'yishu v'adas u'gmishus. Kva yodata, mitzis yisal amaltim es oz levavchem, v'yopchu lo yisakshu oid. Haskiz shma Yisrael, im tovu u'shmatem. So what happened over here? So I would tell you clearly, and l'chera, matoros ha-teira you don't count. And there's no sheresh called matoros ha-teira. Okay? So I would tell you, but I can't take a shvuah about it now, that the Rambam, this whole idea of matoros ha-teira, did not have, or he was not aware of, or he didn't agree with in the shoreshim. And it's only called the sheresh. And he only hits the opchem loisakshu and umaltem esolos lavavchem only because of chilukot tohu. Okay? But in Moed Nevuchim, his opinion is not chilukot tohu. There's a certain meter that we're talking about, but it's mataris ha-teira. And I guess he's of the opinion there that mataris ha-teira. So then, if that's true, he can come back and say that the Rambam doesn't count Chulon HaTayis HaKedesh because it's a Matoros HaTeira, as he does quote it as Matoros HaTeira in Merim Nevuchim, because Matoros HaTeira is not a reason not to be Min Mitzvahs. You have to say that all these things are droshes and not a Pirush Mekubal and Shalom Yisrael. Okay? That is what I really wanted to do now, is to wrap up Sherish Dollar. There are a few points here and there that I might not have mentioned, but I think for all intents and purposes, that's enough. And in Mirz Hashem next week, we will proceed to Sherish Hay Blumenthal.
Can I have 1 minute to copy a page, or it's too late?
You can do whatever you like.
Where's the book?
Okay, 1 second.
Just copy one page of the notes.
Okay, and I'll give it to you, and my video. And I've got the two pawns here. I'll give you the thing. And I'm going to have to fire you. But you can just... Where's the page? I want the same page you list.
Sure, please.
Okay.
This is the page?